There are certain last times that make up Baltimore's history and define its character. The last show at Ford's Theater, for example, a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum, was February 2, 1964. And the last streetcar ride in Baltimore, the number 8 Towson to Irvington, was November 3, 1963. And the last time the Baltimore Symphony played the Lyric was May 27, 1982. And if you weren't there that night, you missed a magic moment in the life of the city. The audience knew it was in for an historic evening. After all, the BSO had been playing at the Lyric 66 years since 1916, and tonight was to be its last. Still, no one was quite prepared for what Maestro Commissione had in mind. There is no hint from the podium of the surprise to come. Following intermission, the orchestra plays Haydn Symphony 45 in F sharp minor, and not everybody picked up the hint that that symphony is also known as the Farewell Symphony. At its conclusion, instead of taking the usual bows and the usual applause, Commissione leads the orchestra in a repeat performance of the Farewell Symphony. But this time, beginning somewhere in the middle of the performance, each of the musicians, one by one, and seconds behind one another, stops playing, gets up with his or her instrument in hand, and walks off the stage. The 90-member orchestra dwindles into an orchestra of one, the first violinist, with Commissione, baton in hand, leading this one-man symphony. When the piece is over, the first violinist gets up, violin in hand, and walks off the stage, leaving Commissione all alone. Without a word and without turning to the audience, he walks over to the wall at the left of the stage where there is a light switch. He flicks it to off. The stage goes dark. Commissione disappears in the darkness. It was, for the Baltimore Symphony, Farewell to the Lyric Theater, one musician at a time.